You ever feel like you get lost in the scroll and wonder where the past 20 minutes have gone? That's because social media is built for massive consumption. It's built to grab our attention and keep it, regardless if that means taking us away from our present life around us. Today's conversation is with a special guest, Kelly Thompson. She is a messaging and visibility coach who helps women master their message, generate leads, and make money by selling high-value offers without being chained to social media. Kelly is also a wife, a mother of four, and a 13-year homeschool mom, author, speaker, and host of the Genius in You podcast, where she gets to talk to ordinary moms doing incredible things in business and in life. And in today's episode, we unpack just how that addictive trait of social media is not only affecting our business life, but also our motherhood life as a whole. Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. All right, mamas, I am so excited to bring another guest to our show, Kelly Thompson. We met over on Instagram, and ironically, we're kind of going to be spilling all about social media, and I'm not going to get ahead of myself, but Kelly Thompson is a messaging and visibility coach who helps women create wealth and make an impact by packaging their genius to attract high ticket clients and market their skills using virtual events. Now, when Kelly and I met, I was so intrigued because I remember her Instagram bio, something along the lines of unchaining from social media. And yes, I am a businesswoman. I'm an entrepreneur, but I'm also a mom. And I struggle a lot with that mom guilt, with the sense of, I just shared this on an episode prior, with getting stuck on my phone and my kids are right here. That ping on your phone, that notification that comes in. And I am so excited to unpack a conversation with you today, Kelly. I would love for you to introduce yourself a little bit to us mamas.
Yay. Thank you so much. I appreciate being on, Jenna. Thank you for inviting me. Looking forward to this conversation for sure, because funny enough, like you said, we did meet on Instagram, but I have always had a love-hate relationship with social media, more hate than love, to be honest. And I kind of started, right? Like, I think a lot of us as a mom, right? I have four kids. I actually homeschool three of them. One of them has already grown and flown. But I think a lot of times we start out with looking at social media, like everyone does, as like a very easy and quote unquote cheap way to market your business. Mm-hmm. And it is in some ways, but 100% not in others, because it really depends on what you value more, your time or your money, right? And for me, I was spending so much time on social media. Just to kind of give you a little bit of backstory about what I was doing, my oldest daughter got engaged. And when she did, it was kind of a wake-up call for me. I was kind of thinking, all right, what's my plan here? Because eventually my kids are all going to grow up and kind of do their own things and be out of the house. And obviously that's what you want as a mom, right? But at the same time, I had spent so much time pouring into them and spending time with them. And really my whole world was wrapped around them. And it made me start to think, like, what is my plan B, if you will, my next step going forward as my kids get older. Now, mind you, I still have a 12-year-old, so I still got some time, but I wanted to kind of get ahead of the curve, so to speak. So I started looking at what I wanted to do and looking at my skill set and figured, you know, I always wanted to go into business. I have a corporate background. I've done a lot of different things in my life. And I really felt like I had some skills and some experiences that I can share to help people. So one of those things that I love to do was writing. And so I started taking some courses. And I was like, all right, I'll start blogging, because I had started that many years ago and I was doing a blog, and I wasn't monetizing it, but it was just something fun for me, like a creative outlet. So then I started figuring out how to monetize it and learn about copywriting. You know how you have kind of these skills and you're not 100% sure if they can help people, right? But you figure, all right, right? You know, like, you're like, all right, well, let me give it a shot.
Yeah.
Because you, like everyone else, you probably see online, well, people are making money doing stuff with their skills, and this is the era, right? So. Right. I was like, all right, well, let me give it a try. And so I did that, and I kind of blogging morphed into copywriting and so on and so forth. And it was going well, but I wasn't getting enough clients. You know how you have your business and you're like so super excited, but you're not getting the clients to sustain it. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, 100%. And that's why I'm still on social media, because I'm still chained. It's like, I feel like I need
it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what it was. And so I went to social media and I was like, all right, well, this is what I'll start doing. And I started, you know, watching all the gurus and following everything they said, and you got to post content. And I was like, all right, well, let me just start posting some stuff about what I do. And then they're like, okay, well, now you need to post a lot of content 3 to 5 times a day. And then it was like reels, you've got to do reels 100 times a day. You know what I mean? Like, show up on video and do lives and all of this stuff. And I was frankly overwhelmed. Like, I got to a point where I was posting like 5 times a day. I was spending my weekends recording reels. And I was like telling my kids, you can't come in here, I've got to record. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, creating the whole content thing. I'm sure you know, you have a similar story. Just create the amount of effort and energy it takes to create the content. And I didn't go into this trying to be like a graphic designer / course content creator.
Right. You went in here to serve. And now you're like, exactly. I get so bogged down with like that visibility piece and the create. And that's where I'm like, I'm not serving, you know, but
Exactly. So exactly. Because you get so consumed, it almost takes over the thing that you actually want to be doing. And that's how it happened to me. And so then I just started thinking, like, this, there's got to be another way. I was like overwhelmed. I was burnt out, and I still wasn't getting a lot of clients. I was getting people that were starting to follow me, but they weren't, you know, targeted, you know, people that were really interested in what I was doing. They might've been interested in maybe some free information or, you know, not really interested in hiring me. And that's really what I wanted. I really needed clients. You need clients, of course, right? To sustain a business. Otherwise it's a hobby. So around that time, like, I had this, what I call like a divine intervention. A friend of mine asked me to speak at an event. And as I was doing that, and I saw other women get up on the stage and they were sharing different things. It wasn't a paid event or anything like that. But I started thinking, like, what were people doing before social media marketing, right? Like, marketing is not new. Social media is the thing that's relatively new. So what were people doing before? And I started thinking, well, a lot of times people would do this. They would actually be social and meet people and connect with people, right? And they would do these events, these live events. And of course, COVID made everything virtual. So I started thinking, okay, well, maybe I could do an event of some kind to get people that would actually be interested in what I wanted to do, what I was trying to do. And then I could share about my offer, just get some people in my room and I could tell them about what I do. And they would be people that are already interested because they wanted to come to this, you know, this mini event. And so that's what I started doing. I did a little bit of an event and I talked about it a little bit on social media. And I started getting some people show up to my event. And I thought, wow, this might be better than social media. And that's kind of how it all began, in a way, you know?
Exactly. I have so many different questions to ask.
Yeah, no worries. Like,
not about me. I really want to keep this focused and on, let it be that entrepreneur mom, but also just a mom in general, right? And something that really stuck out to me, that what you said was, you get so consumed and like you're telling your kids, okay, I need to do this right now. Or like you're so consumed on looking at that screen and something, right. I don't know if it was a quote or if just someone that in conversation told me this, but they said, the more that you're on your screen, you're on that device, you are not present with those, with your life around you. Let it be your children, your spouse, or just life, right? If you're sitting outside, like you could be looking at the trees, like soaking in, or not soaking, like just taking in nature, right? Yeah. And something for me, that struggle was, yes, I want to grow my business to be able to serve other moms to break free from that survival mode cycle. But here I am on social media. So like, I'm also in that love, more so hate with social media because of that mental health struggle that comes with being glued. Let's bring it to like being a mom, being glued on your phone, right. Or just, right. You know, scrolling social media, then you're feeling guilty 20 minutes later because your kids are maybe wanting your attention.
So true. So
talk to me a little bit about just social media and mental health as a whole, if you will.
Absolutely. Like truly, I had never been one to be interested in social media, to be quite honest. It was not something that I enjoy doing. Excuse me. I'm more of an introvert, I think. And so I didn't really enjoy, like, I had no desire to put like my life story out on social media. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a way for me to connect to people. You know, I was more of a one-to-one, you know, better in conversation kind of person with an actual someone that's in front of me. Mm-hmm. And so when I started getting on social media, that's exactly what I found. I found that it was really more consuming my life in a way. Yep. You know, when you start creating content, you're creating something. Every time you create something, you're kind of creating it and offering it to the world. Like, hey, here's my thing. What do you guys think about it? Right. And mm-hmm. so that's very much what social media is. Like you put out your life, a picture of you at an event or something like that. And then you're not doing it in a vacuum. You're doing it because you want people to kind of respond in some way, right? Like, mm-hmm. hey, that's awesome that you got to do that with your family, or like it, or comment or something, right? You're not just doing it just to do it in general. And I find that, and this has been proven actually, studies have demonstrated that the more, just what you said, the more you do it, the more you're not present and the more addicted you become to it. In okay. fact, there have been some people that have spoken out, like in Silicon Valley, that have said that they don't want their families, their kids, their, you know, spouses, their brothers, sisters, siblings, whatever, on social media, because it does have an addictive quality and it is designed to keep you on the platform. Mm-hmm. That's by design. So as a business owner, right, we have to be confident. We have to stay away from just becoming a creator and a consumer. And really you're more of a creator. And what ends up happening is once we create a piece of content, then we're kind of scrolling through and we kind of stay on it for a long period of time. And then we're waiting to see who liked it, who's commenting, who mm-hmm. followed me. Did anyone like my reel? How many reel views did I get? And that really does consume your life, even to the point for me, where when I was doing this, when I wasn't on it, I was still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I need to post content this weekend. So this weekend I need to record 7 reels. Okay. I need to do a couple of carousel posts or, you know, a static post. And the thing that when I did put something out there every day, then I'm constantly looking like how many likes did I get? And you know, one of the things about social media, if you're not doing this, you have to do this. If you want to be good at it, you have to track your metrics.
Right.
So that does require you to be consumed in a way. You post mm-hmm. something, how many views did I get? How many likes did I get? How many shares did I get? So if you're doing it right, you're analyzing that data. How many people like this? Okay, now let me post my next piece of content. How many people like this? And if you do that often enough, you will find that it consumes your daily life. Mm-hmm. And as a mom, like, I don't even know what to say. Like, truly, when I think about it, I'm like, I can't even believe I did that.
The pause does it all because I'm recovering from that addiction, yes. let's say. And yes. I love that you said that. It's very addictive yeah. because when I actually got started in network marketing, and that was before I was a mom. And when I became a mom, my perspectives shifted and they all changed. And that was 4 years ago. My son's now 4. And that's when I started stepping away from network marketing because I'm still affiliated. Now it's like, I'm just, you know, I say affiliated, but it's more so of like, I felt like that is really that consumption, that addiction, because like you look what you're saying, you have to go, you have to track, you have to be on,
right.
You have to consume, you have to, it was way too much. And I was just telling a girlfriend this morning, I'm like, my kryptonite is to break a consistency, like to break a habit, even if it's a bad habit. Cause I'm like the consistency queen, right?
Why? So right. That makes it harder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it really does consume your life and it becomes unhealthy, to be honest. And then it's less about the business because you're looking at social media to kind of bring you clients. And a lot of times, most of the people that are posting on social media that are in business don't necessarily know how to post content to really bring in clients. Not posting, right? Like a lot of people, it's not posting just for information's sake. Like that is not what you do when you're posting content. That's not the goal, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really posting content that shifts beliefs, transforms the way people think and makes them understand that they need you. Mm-hmm. So that's a whole different kind of content that you have to get used to posting. Mm-hmm. And it's different than what most people are doing. And even with that, lots of data tracking. And so if you're using social media, like I said, you know, for me, it was overwhelming to the point where it was taking over my life and it wasn't even giving me more clients. Mm-hmm. So if you were using it, I would say, if you're like, I still love it and I'm a diehard and I want to keep doing it, you do you, but you need to be using it correctly. And correctly means you're monitoring the data. And I always say data over drama. Like you have to pay attention to the data. And if you're not doing that, then you're kind of wasting your time, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And that's something I have, like an accountability business partner. And we were just talking about before you and I started recording, when I nursed my daughter, that's when I'm like checking emails and things like that. And I was getting lost in the scroll. So like that intentionality piece of like me turning off of social media and doing something, if I'm not like staring into my daughter's beautiful eyes, right?
Right.
I'm going to be doing something intentional, and I don't even like working while I'm nursing her, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. But
exactly.
So something else I feel with social media and kind of bringing in, or maybe bringing to surface, limiting beliefs within yourself. Because you're scrolling that highlight reel, you're seeing that comparison.
Oh my gosh.
You see that judgment.
I just wrote a blog post about this. Like,
fill me in. Tell me about it.
It is so like that. It is, oh my goodness. So many things. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like there's so many things. So it is truly bad for your mental health because of that very reason, exactly what you just said, Jenna. You are looking at someone else's highlight reel. Mm-hmm. People are not posting. And I just had a conversation with my son, not too long ago, my older son. Now it's not social media, but it's a similar thing. He's part of a group chat and mm-hmm. it's a group chat with a bunch of his friends. And, you know, his friends are now like traveling with their parents and they're doing fun things and they're taking pictures. And some of his friends are together with some of his other friends mm-hmm. and they're taking pictures. And he's like, you know, I don't know if I want to keep being a part of this chat because it's making me feel bad. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? He's like, you know, I'm seeing them and they're all having fun. And I'm like, gosh, I'm not there. And it's making me feel bad. And I felt, wow, what a perfect picture of social media. Cause that's what it is. You're looking at someone else's highlight reel. And this is what I told him, like, dude, they're not taking pictures of them doing chores. Mm-hmm. They're not taking pictures of them, you know, being home bored. They're taking pictures of the highlight reels of what's going on in their lives. And when you are comparing yourself to what is going on in someone else's life in that way, you are bound to feel bad about yourself. As a business owner, particularly, if you're looking at someone else's business on social media and you're like, wow, they've got 40,000 followers and they've got everyone engages on their posts and people get a lot of likes and comments and no one's commenting on my thing and I'm not getting any follow, like all of those things, you start feeling like, what am I doing wrong? How come is it me? There's one reel. It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. Right. Like it's me. Oh my gosh. But it's not you. There's a lot of strategy and a lot of things that go along with being able to market your business successfully. And social media, I actually call it the plague, but I do believe it has its place.
I'm nodding right now for everyone listening.
It does have its place, mm-hmm. but you know, I think the way that most entrepreneurs are using it, especially moms, it just doesn't work for us.
Mm-hmm. And that I could speak to that because I am so resistant to everything that you said, you have to be doing it right. And I'm not doing it right because I want to do it like to make mom feel good, like to see whoever sees this So I'm not thinking about the strategy, the this,
business.
That,
yeah,
you
exactly.
know, because I just want that person to see that mom, whatever, you know, my feel good post or whatever that might
right. be. Be encouraged and inspired. Yeah, right.
Exactly. Yeah. And I know like I'm not using it correctly. And here it is, not wasting my time, but it's consuming my time and my energy. And then I get frustrated because, you know, X, Y, Z, just from that business standpoint, or that mom guilt comes in because if my children are awake and that ping comes on my phone and then I get flustered because here, give me 1 second, Jace, you know, I got to answer this email or, you know, whatever that is. And then it's just sad because all he wants is my attention. And then I'm flustered because I'm not answering
right.
said notification that I forget. And it's just not good.
Exactly. It's just, and then you get, you, then you feel guilty about that. So you feel guilty about not spending time with your kids because you're so busy. Then you feel guilty about not spending more time in your business. And then you feel guilty. Like, it's like this never ending cycle of guilt,
exactly.
all caused by you focusing on social media. I mean, like it's a challenge. It really is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And something like just on this show, that piece of just focusing on your present life. Like if you feel that you are drawn away, like on your phone, or like your attention is pulled away through that, whatever multitask, we talk about multitasking can be beneficial, but in the grand right. scheme of things, like to be fully present, reel it back in. If you notice your attention or the overstimulation or the overwhelm or the anxiety is creeping in, that's like step one, like figure out, am I being yes. fully present, fully there where I am, or am I somewhere else? And that I
what is going on with you. Yeah, absolutely. Like, and that's for me, that's exactly what I needed to do. Mm-hmm. Really just take a moment. And I still have those moments, like just because I'm a recovering, you know, social media content creator. You know what I mean? But yeah. I still have those moments where I have to like, okay, why am I feeling less than right now? Mm-hmm. Why am I beating myself up right now? Why am I feeling like I'm not doing well right now? And a lot of times it's because of that measuring stick that we use is based on some future point that we haven't arrived yet based on what we're seeing on social media. We're looking at someone else. You're like, yeah, gosh, I'm not there. Instead of, I read this book called The Gap and the Gain, which is a fantastic book. And one of the principles it talks about is measuring backwards. So, and I just found myself doing that this morning where I was focusing on something that I hadn't achieved yet. And I really had to stop myself, and it's, you know, taking captive every thought and being intentional. Right. So I had to think again, like, okay, yeah, you didn't get to here yet, but you did achieve X, Y, and Z because you've been doing X, Y, and Z to get to whatever previous goal, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it really is the stick that you're measuring against. So if you're looking at social media and you're measuring it against that stick with all the gurus that you follow, stop. That's not going to make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like it's about you and your life. I just share this on my stories, but like life is so simple. It is so precious, right? Like yes. if we just stop and live in our life, but we make it complicated.
We make
and
it complicated.
That's, you know, it's, I know that's yeah. kind of a tangent, but still.
It's true. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. And one of the things, and so, you know, what I discovered after that kind of, you know, divine appointment with using virtual events mm-hmm. was really to create an environment. And just to speak about what you're saying, to create a simple environment where people can come, listen to what I have to say. And if it works for them, great. Mm-hmm. Right now, social media, we're, you know, it's kind of like a shotgun effect. We're just kind of putting stuff out there, hoping and praying somebody, you know, our ideal client or whatever sees what we're doing and goes, oh, hey, I might be interested. Right. Mm-hmm. But whereas a virtual event, and this is what I love about virtual events, like you put it out there and you say, hey, this is what's happening. Right. And there's a lot of different ways to quote unquote, put it out there. And so social media is only one way to do that. And it's not the best way if you're a busy mom. And I go through a lot of that. I actually have a class that I teach on this. Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the link if for anyone that's interested, they can attend. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing about a virtual event is that there are people that are actually interested in. And a lot of times you think, well, I don't know if I could do a virtual event. I don't know if I know enough. I don't know if I've been in the business enough. I don't know if I can talk, you know, smooth, like you see a lot of people talk or whatever. But the reality is you have a message, and each one of us has a message that we can share with other people that can help someone else's life. And you owe it to someone to share it. And the best way we found to do that is through a virtual event.
I love it. So I'm going to segue right now. I would love to hear about your business. Like, what services do you offer in that aspect of virtual events, unchaining from social media. You just mentioned a masterclass or an,
yes,
correct me what you just said, the masterclass. You can enroll
for
that.
I do a masterclass. Yep, absolutely. So, you know, basically what I do is I help women to be unchained from social media. Once I switched to doing a virtual event, it really did free up my time. There wasn't this constant content creation anymore. It was literally just one event that I would use, you know, whenever I wanted to bring in leads and prospects. And it was that simple. And it really did free up my time. It kind of left me with this like a feeling of freedom that you don't have when you're constantly creating content. And so that's what I teach. I teach women how to create a virtual event. I teach them how to master their messaging, because that's huge. That's the number one thing. You need to figure out who you're targeting, how you're targeting them, where are the people that you want to connect with. And once you do that, you'll understand exactly how to communicate with them, and you will find that they will find you rather than you working to find them, right? So that's the first thing we work on, is messaging. The next thing is visibility. We don't chase viral, we chase valuable. So not viral visibility, but valuable visibility. And one of the things I teach my clients is to be able to collaborate with others, which, you know, that's what we want to do as moms. We're all about community, right?
The connection, so exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So I teach my clients how to collaborate with others to get in front of people who have already collected your audience. Mm. And once you do that, you're able to present your offer in a way and speak to the people that are already in an area or in a group that are interested in what you have to offer. Mm-hmm. It, like you said, to go back to what you said before, we overcomplicate things so much, and it really doesn't have to be. It would be as simple as going into a room where you see a bunch of people that are interested in things you're interested in and say, hey, I have this thing. You interested? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, that's cool. I want that. You know what I mean? It's that simple. Mm-hmm. And so, and then the last thing is, as we do that presentation, I teach them how to do a virtual event. We call it a power presentation, and it's usually about, you know, 60 to 90 minutes. And you're just sharing your message, the message that you have. Because another thing that people get caught up in, especially on social media, is they think they have to look like everyone else. And they absolutely don't. In fact, it's quite the opposite. When you look like everyone else, there's no differentiation and you're a commodity. You're just like, okay, well, I can get this person that costs this amount of money, or I can get this person that costs this amount of money, right? Mm-hmm. But if you really are able to speak to the right people, then you can create your own irresistible offer, and it's specific to you because it has your stamp on it. It has your experience, your skills, the stories that you tell that people are going to relate to you are going to be different than the stories I tell that people are going to relate to, right? Exactly. So being yourself on social media is huge, right? Mm-hmm. And then after that, it really is just helping people understand what they need to do to be able to deliver and fulfill on their service in the best way possible, so they get repeat business. So there's nothing better than having someone sing your praises. This is free advertising. You do such an amazing job helping them that they can't help but talk about you. Like, oh my gosh, I work with Jenna. She was so good. She was amazing. She helped me do this, that, and the other. You should talk to her. Mm-hmm. Right. It's just that simple.
You give me chills. It's like, oh, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very well received. And just another tangent too, for that mom that might be feeling like, oh, I really have this passion project, but I don't want to get on social media, or I'm scared. Like, I feel like the world will be shifting. I do. I have this feeling, even though there's all these new apps coming out now, I'm not even looking at them.
Right.
I just feel like there's a lot, like we're kind of waking up a little bit to the fact of like, we're getting pulled away from the life that we're actually living. And there's other ways to go about it.
So true. So true. Yes.
Where can people find you, Kelly?
Yes. Yeah. So I have a masterclass that I do probably once a month or so. Mm-hmm. If you go to www.aligntoattract.com, aligntoattract.com. Mm-hmm. So you can go there and find out where my latest class is, but you can also find me on my website, KellyThompsonandCo.com. And I have a blog on there, like I said, and I usually post content about once every week or so, but there's plenty of stuff on there now to help like female business owners. And that's really my heart, is to serve and to help people get unchained from social media, the plague that I call it.
Oh, amen. Amen. And it's something I just have to say this too, when you were just speaking about the offer and the, how you help your mompreneurs, let's say, or just business entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. something that I really had to make this connection with myself was humanizing social media, because like you get so stuck in that screen, to where to bring that connection, that community piece back in. And that was something, that's what makes me still a little bit, because I feel that the ones struggling are on social media, you know,
like 100%. Yes. I agree with you 100%. Like, and that's the thing, like if we can use social media for the reason, the way it was intended, which is the social aspect of it, right? We're like all focused on the media. Like, okay, what, how do my content, what colors do I need to put out there? And what do I need to say? And right, all of that stuff. Yeah. But really the main focus is the social part. And that's the way that you really can connect to people. And that's how you're going to share your story. And that's ultimately how you get people to buy your service.
Okay, mic drop. Thank you so much, Kelly, just for being with us today on the show. And I can't wait to listen back to this and get all the nuggets. And is there anything else that you want to speak on?
No, just be yourself. That's the last thing I'd want to say, is just really be yourself. Like, stop trying to let the gurus tell you what you need to be and who you need to be, and just be you, because that's the thing that's going to attract people to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And to my mamas, everything that we discussed will be linked in the show notes of this episode. Thank you again, Kelly, for being with us today. And until next week, my mamas, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth for farming. Please, we mama review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.